Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Mark Unum's online. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
We're talking about spring horses this morning, but we're in an industry that there are falls. We're not going to get away from that, but we've got to look after all of the family, don't we, to make sure not just Corey Brown, but other people that may be affected by something that comes out of falls.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, in the last 15 to 20 years, there's been big steps taken by the Jockeys Association to look after, fallen riders, all around Australia. So I think there's a lot better care now than there was, when I first started.
Yep, understand. Well, let's chat about a couple that you've just, in the process of getting back in, and one of those is Nikita Jane, the rising four-year-old mare. Where is she, what's she doing, and what are your expectations at this early stage?
Yeah, look, she's been back about 10 days now, spelled really well at GT Park. And, she's returned bigger and stronger again. And, I'd expect her to make good improvement just through, natural maturity, because she's only had the two race preparations. She's in good shape at the moment. We'll look at, giving her a couple of runs, most likely leading into the Epsom, and then after the Epsom, just decide whether she heads to Melbourne or hangs around for the Golden Eagle.
Yeah, there's been plenty of discussion about the two states, but the one thing that's offering owners and trainers is plenty of variety.
Well, it's fantastic for participants, whether you're the trainer, the owner, the jockey. We're sport for choice, and sport for choice with a lot of races worth a lot of money.
Where, at the end of last preparation, how do you think she was going?
Oh, look, she ran fantastically well and ran the best sectionals when she ran in the old Queen of the Turf, whatever, I think the Coolmore it was called this year.
Coolmore Legacy. And she was drawn terrible there, wasn't she?
Yeah, she drew the outside there, went right back to last. So she had the best closing sectionals of the race and was only beaten up in 2.5 lengths. She finished the prep as well as she started. It's just that she had a lot of luck early in the preparation and none at the end. So we got her up to 2,000 metres in the binary and she struck that very heavy track. She probably didn't quite run it out. I'm not ruling it out at four that she'll run a good 2,000, but... We made the decision then to drop back to the Legacy. She ran amazingly well, but the sectionals that they went early in the start she had to give them pretty much made it impossible for it to win.
Yeah, understand. You've got some nice young horses coming through. We've seen, Shadow Hero up there with Splintex in Brisbane of late, but I think a lot of people are going to wait to see Deep Sea come back in the early part of the spring.
Yeah, he did a really good job in his only preparation. He came straight from New Zealand, ready to run sail, and came straight into the stable and got through to a couple of trials. He was impressive winning at Randwick on debut, and then I took him up to Queensland for a listed race at Eagle Farm, and he got beat an inch. So to do that in his first preparation was pretty good. He's just a naturally quick, sprinting type, so there's a couple of early races there, like the San Domenico that might suit him early on.
Yeah, he's you got just so much. He's only, as you've spelled out the two runs, you've got so much to look forward to if he makes natural improvement.
Yeah, and he's a horse that runs time easily, so there's always plenty of options for those, and he's a gelding already, so we don't have to. We don't have to aim at particular group ones. He's a horse that we can just aim for prize money.
Yep.
We're not trying to increase his stud value or anything. So there's plenty of choice for horses like him.
Yeah, no doubt. So what do you do with Shadow Hero and Splintex? Do you just give them a quick let up?
Yeah, Splintex can probably afford to have a little bit longer. I'm thinking he'll be at his best in the autumn next year. Right. I think a lot of people have underestimated him. They got all excited about exceedance, making up ground and running great sectionals, and obviously he's a very nice horse. But I think my little fella, he's got a lot of improvement in him. He's quite physically immature. But what I do like about him, he's got high speed and he's got a really good racing style and racing brain. You know, he leaves the gates really quickly and then he's able to relax, you know, in front and on pace and save some energy. So, with just physical maturity, he can only improve. So I'll probably give him his chance at, you know, to qualify and run in the Coolmore down the straight, being a colt and being a, you know, a schnitzel colt. You know, mindful that, you know, his future and best earnings may be at stud. So we'll give him his chance to establish himself as a Group 1 sprinter. And look, if it's not in the spring, I think it's a very good chance of happening by this time next year. And Shadow Hero, he'll just have 3 weeks, and then the 4 races for him will be the Dulcify at Rose Hill, 1500, followed by the Gloaming, 1800 at Rose Hill, the Spring Champion 2000 at Randwick, and the Victoria Derby 2500.
Understand. I think Duff summarised it on Saturday. We were watching the races there at Eagle Farm, and we all looked at each other and thought, if there's ever a Derby horse, it's Shadow Hero, the way that he finished off.
Oh, absolutely. And look, I'd said to the owner, even after his first run at Newcastle, that we'd only give him a couple of runs and then aim him towards the Victoria Derby, and I think he's justified what I was getting across to him. There's been a lot of interest in him since his run the other day from Hong Kong, but he's certainly not for sale at this stage. The owner's Hong Kong based anyway, but is certainly happy to be racing in here. And if he was able to win, you know, the Derby in the spring or the ATC Derby next autumn, there may be an opportunity for him to take him there and give him a shot at the Hong Kong Derby the following year.
Understand. Well, it's an exciting time. You know, you've got horses that aren't spring carnivals. Every horse can't be running through the spring, but you must be very happy with the overall state of the stable, Mark. Just the way it does position itself all year round now. It's happened pretty quickly, and I guess a horse like Quackerjack, just finally with you, is one that you just love having Quackerjack around. The horse puts in all the time, and you're looking at backing up this week.
Yeah, look, he's got a special place in our heart because he was the first horse I bought. When I first got a license 3 years ago, the first sale really off available to me was the Magic Millions, and he was the first one we bought, and he's done a really good job for us. He's just a good, tough, on pace competitor, and look, he's pulled up well from his win the other day. I had a little ride on him this morning, and you know, he's as well going into Saturday as he is as he was last week. I'm hoping the jockey's going to be back on his feet, Josh Parr, because he's got a really good rapport with him, and he's not the easiest horse to ride. So I may have to rethink what we do if Josh isn't available.
Okay. I'll actually make... Have you been in contact with him this morning?
Yeah, not this morning, only last night. So, but look, he's been a really good part of the stable this season too. And I think one of the things that's, you know, sort of put us up the ladder a little bit, we're in the top 10 now in the metropolitan area, which was a goal of mine at the start of the season, and you know, we're about to finish our third season. We've got a good depth of numbers and quality now, and Josh has ridden a lot of those winners, and you know, he's been a major part of the stable success.
understand. We'll try and get an update on him. Tim Clark's going to join us as well in the next 20 minutes or so. So we'll try an update on Josh and Tim on the radio in the next 20 minutes or so. Hey, thanks for joining us, Mark. Great information for our listeners long term. All these markets are already open, so it is information that is great for them. And we thank you for coming on this morning. Good luck over the next few days, mate.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.